Mini episode 305 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by First Down Scouting, delivering the most thorough scouting service available, uncovering the NFL stars of tomorrow. Follow them on the web at the number 1stdownscouting.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode number 305 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here for the FDH Lounge preview of Breaking Bad episode 5.14, which is called Ozymandias. Throughout the second half of the final season of what has arguably been the greatest TV drama of all time, we're ranking the five most important developments of the most recent episode and assessing how they set the table for what's to come. Showrunner Vince Gilligan has warned that developments in the final eight episodes will come more fast and furious than ever before, partially because a greater span of time is being covered, and partially because an absolutely epic ending awaits. So the overall deck will be getting reshuffled quite regularly, making these episodes the most concentrated form of the epic thrill ride to date. Coming out of episode 5.13, here are the top five developments setting the tone for 5.14. Number five, discovery that fueled the series' climax. Jesse, uncovering the poisoning of Brock, comes back into play as Walt tries to use Andrea and Brock to smoke Jesse out for Uncle Jack's assassins. Hank intercepting Andrea's call to Jesse would seem to indicate that's the last we've heard of Jesse's former would-be family, but you can never heed the impulse to believe the obvious on this show. Number four, Better Call Saul. The return of the show's lovably sleazy lawyer to the car wash whose purchase he facilitated reminds us yet again how incredibly disillusioned Walt Jr. will be when he finds out what a scuzzball his dad became. The son of Heisenberg was thrilled by what he considered to be his brush with fame when he met the charismatic local celebrity with the offbeat advertising campaign. But the visit underscores for perhaps the final time before the youngster's eyes are opened just how searing the revelation about the secret life of both his parents will be. The episode ends with Walter's two surrogate sons on the opposite ends of the desert shootout, but this early scene with his real son reminds us of the emotional family stakes involved, with his beloved Uncle Hank likely to be added to Walt's long list of victims, intended and unintended. The odds are that Walt Jr. will never forgive the father whose evil has been unleashed over the course of the series. Number three, Todd's meth cook was still better than Declan's, but still not good enough. Use of Walt's method, however ham-handed it may be, yielded a greater purity than the Phoenix crew had, but it still necessitated aping their style of dyeing the blue meth with food coloring. Ever since Lydia approached Walt at the car wash in the mid-season opener and beseeched him to come out of retirement, we've known that the day would be coming when the bad guys refused to take no for an answer. Todd's Uncle Jack negotiated a one-time return for Walt when the Jesse hit was arranged as a means of providing his nephew with one more chance to master the process. But with the likelihood that Walt will end up in their custody at the end of the shootout, he may relive the prospect of being a captive cook for the rest of his life, similar to what he narrowly dodged with Tuco and to what Jesse avoided when Gus took out the cartel leadership. And if the Aryans contemplate exactly why Walt went to those coordinates in the desert, then every last thing Walt has worked for will be gone forever. Number two, Hank and Jesse achieve their big victory over Walt, albeit in a way that seems destined to go down as a footnote to the ultimate ending. When Saul warns Walt that Jesse's not as dumb as he thinks he is, the status of Jesse as key strategic pivot point becomes crystal clear. Walt and Jesse were a heck of a team, even as they struggled to stay on the same page. Now Hank and Jesse have reached the same degree of effectiveness, epitomized by the scare job they perpetrated on Huell and the intelligence extracted from him. Speaking of which, Huell may end up in hiding without knowing what's going on for a long time if Hank and Gomi have met their demise. By the way, since Jesse threatened to flip on Walt if he was caught after the beating by Hank in Season 3, and that was the entire reason Walt stuck his neck out to get Jesse the job in the super lab, one wouldn't think that Walt would be so blind, but the character has more than his share of blind spots. Hank's moment of triumph over Walt, from the taunting to the celebratory phone call to Marie, played out as the defining moment between the hero and the criminal in the same family, even as it looked likely to be trumped by the Aryans you just knew were coming. The prospect of a last phone call to Marie is a familiar TV trope, which Breaking Bad often disdains, so it's not for sure that Hank dies, but you have to question how he could survive being outmanned so badly. And the searing moment of hatred between Walt and Jesse, with undertones of perceived betrayal on both sides, reinforces the final run narrative that the two allies are vicious enemies in the final chapter. But as the two men spent the final scene as the terrified non-combatants in the vehicles, a seed was planted, one that hints that they may end up captured by the Aryans and dependent on one another for a chance at survival. Shockingly, we may not have seen the end of the Walt-Jesse team just yet. And if Walt does wriggle free and still face legal jeopardy, he's going to have to decide whether or not to smear Hank's memory with the blackmail DVD in order to get free. As we mentioned last week, good old wacky Marie is a big wild card in the endgame. She hated Walt passionately before, and if Hank dies before bringing Walt in, there's no lengths she won't go to in bringing down her brother-in-law, albeit she's bound to act in a more half-baked manner than usual, complicating the chessboard even more. Number one, the climax of the entire series appears to have begun at the end of the episode, leaving us to witness the culmination of it in the next episode and what should be a tragic aftermath leading directly to the series finale. Breaking Bad has had at least a dozen moments bigger than the peak of most shows, so the ultimate defining moment of consequence for Walt's actions was going to have to be one of the most epic ones in TV history, and as usual, the writers succeeded. The core of this show has been the many tragedies inflicted on the people around him and the community at large following Walt's decision to break bad in the pilot episode. But what's been missed too often in the simple reading of that theme is the fact that Walt has continued to make decisions all the way through that make this grand tragedy inevitable. In this episode alone, if Walt hadn't first put out the hit on Jesse and later told the Aryans of their whereabouts, the shootout would never have occurred. Even after that, while Walt made a conscious decision to try to spare Hank, Gomi, and Jesse by telling the Aryans not to come, his subconscious was working on a different level as he never warned Hank that danger might be coming. In a sequence that many online have already called Bryan Cranston's Emmy highlight reel for this season, a vast series of conflicting, mostly grim emotions played out over Walter's face as he was first cornered and then apprehended in the desert. But if you look closely enough, you can see that he had the sense on some level that Uncle Jack's crew might be coming after all, and he let the hatred that he felt in that moment towards Hank and Jesse stop him from getting them out of harm's way. As always, it's very difficult to predict what happens with this show, but the smart money online has Hank and Gomi going down in that hail of bullets and the Aryans deciding to make Walt and Jesse their hostages in pursuit of the perfect meth. Throughout the series, Walt's self-delusions have revolved around the notion that he could wall off his family from the brutal world in which he was now enmeshed, that he could shield them from the consequences of his actions. His agreement with Saul and Skyler that Jesse had to go was a significant line being crossed in this respect, and it foreshadowed the primary role he would cause in the probable demise of his brother-in-law. Walt's actions put Hank in the line of fire for the third time in this series, following his clashes with Tuco and the cousins. With Hank likely gone, and Walt possibly being held by Uncle Jack's gang, the interactions between Skyler, Marie, and Walt Jr. are going to be more fascinating than ever. And the consequences of Hank and Gomi keeping their investigation secret from the DEA now look likely to manifest themselves in typically shocking fashion, as Walt could be the most free and clear he's been legally since Hank picked up the Leaves of Grass book. But his return to cooking is going to dirty his hands in the eyes of the law once again, even if it comes completely involuntarily. That's an irony that should stir no sympathy for Heisenberg whatsoever at this point. As we wait for episode 5.14, once labeled by Vince Gilligan as maybe the biggest of the season for reasons we now understand, we anticipate frantically the culmination of this desert scene, after which things truly never will be the same. Thank you for tuning in to mini episode number 305.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio,
Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Paper Mate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.